Shalom, this is Billy Brim and Brother Gene Wiseman today on the Voice of Two Witnesses radio broadcast. Brother Gene's going to just take it up right where we left off yesterday.
You know, Sister Billy, this word in the Spirit, I think it was a few months back that I called you and I was sharing something with you, Hal, that Jesus, when he was baptized there by John, the Spirit of the Lord had already spoke to John and told him, said, the one that you see that the Spirit ascending and remaining upon, that'll be him. Well, and Jesus referred to, in the John spoke and said, behold the Lamb of God. John introduced him to the world as the Lamb of God. But there, that Lamb being an earthbound creature. Now, not so with the dove. That dove will soar through the heavenlies. But Jesus being the Word, the Lamb being the Word, you know, this move that's being birthed now, it's not going to be so much. Now, I hope this doesn't confuse anyone. It's not going to be so much echoing the Word, but it's going to be speaking the Word.
Declaring the Word.
Declaring and decreeing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a difference in us echoing
decreeing,
the prophets.
Yes.
Or echoing Jesus, but speaking the Word of God.
Yes.
I remember some years ago I would listen to, I believe it was Moody's that put this program on the radio, Stories of Great Christians, and they would dramatize it. I was in my 20s then, and I would listen to that every day. I would have my prayer time around the particular airing time of Stories of Great Christians. And I remember them doing the biography of Luther and Wesley's, but when they got to George Whitefield,
oh,
that just went deep into my spirit.
Oh, yes, 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 mine too.
And so by the time that went off, I was ready for prayer. I would read the Word, then I would listen to Stories of Great Christians. It was a drama on the radio, then I'd go into my prayer. But this, it was about 4 weeks ago, about a month ago, the Lord came to me and gave me another vision. Now, this was during the daytime, and the way that it went, I hope I have enough time to finish this on today's airing, but if not, we'll complete it tomorrow. But there's a lady pastor that you and I both know.
Mm-hmm. I don't think she'd mind if you mentioned her name, Gladys Greiner.
All right, and her husband,
in
John.
Houston.
Glorious Way Church.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm not mistaken, I believe, didn't Pastor John was
Pastor John Osteen, John Greiner used to assist him, and John Osteen laid hands on John Greiner and blessed him when he went over to the other side of Houston and started a church, yes.
And went with their blessings.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, in this vision, his wife, Gladys, was standing with a group of people, and I knew they were prayers. I didn't know when I first saw them that they were prayers, but she had on a white jacket, like one like a surgeon would wear when he's going into surgery to perform, and white gloves. Well, a group of people was standing with her, and Sister Gladys, she spoke, and she said, we've got to get this delivered. We've got to get this delivery. When she said that, it was like the Spirit gave me the interpretation of that part of this vision, that these people were the prayers, and praying people have something to deliver. Well, the next part of this.
You said they were like midwives.
Yes, that midwives. They were serving as midwives. I knew that in this vision.
Mm-hmm.
And the next part, I found myself in Pastor John's office. Now, the people standing with him had on hard hats, like you were at a construction site. This other group that was with her, they were all dressed like they were fixing to go into a delivery room. You know, as I said, midwives or medical assistants. But now the group that was with him were more like construction workers. And I see where the prayers was assisting in this that was being constructed, but constructed in the Spirit. This is all Spirit. And I was standing there, and Pastor John, the group of people with him, was putting together a puzzle. Now, I was looking at this puzzle from the back side. They were looking at it from the picture view. Each piece of this puzzle, the thickness of it, it wasn't thin like a little cardboard puzzle. It looked like it was 3 to 5 inches, 4 or 5 inches thick. And it was like steel, heavy steel. Each piece of the puzzle from the back looked exactly the same. And it looked like they'd fit any place. And I remember seeing one of the gentlemen pick up a piece of that puzzle and put it in where it looked like it would fit. Now, from the back where I was looking at, it looked like it fit. But suddenly, after a few moments, Pastor John shook his head, no. Remove that piece of puzzle, and he said it doesn't go there. And I thought, why did he move it? It looks like it fits. When I thought that, he called me to the front side where they were viewing, where they were putting this puzzle together. When I went to that front side to look at that puzzle, now, even though all the pieces were not together yet, you know, there's something in the making. There's something.
Yes.
God's people, you know, it's like when we pray, we're not only delivering, we are bringing about a spiritual construction of God's kingdom.
Yes, absolutely.
You know,
the edifice, the building, that's the habitation of God.
Glory. He said, upon this rock, I will build my church. And this building is going on through the people.
Mm-hmm. Ephesians 2. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Glory. So I went and I looked at the puzzle from the side of the view that he was viewing it from. Now, if you can imagine this, parts were not there yet. Every part was laying on the table, but it had not been placed yet. But when I looked at that puzzle, it was as if I was looking through an open window, no dividers, no wooden panes, you know, separating any dividers, no curtains, open, with the parts of the puzzle that was there. Now, if I can relate this where you can envision it, that puzzle was like an open window, and it was alive. But now there were still parts missing. I've never seen so many shades of green in my life.
You're on the side where you can see what it's going to look like now.
Yes. And the greens, and that green is life. That represents life.
Yes, it represents living and life.
Well, the grass was tall, but it wasn't weedy. And everything was moving. I could see as the manifestation of a breeze. The grass was waving in the wind, just like a gentle breeze. The leaves were moving. I never knew there were so many different. I live near the Smoky Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it is here in the Ozarks. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of green in the summer months. There were so many shades of green. Then from that place, I looked out across their properties. But I looked.
You're talking about their properties, the Griner's properties.
Yes.
Down there in Houston.
Right. Now, I've looked from the puzzle now, and this is the third part of this vision. And I see in the distance construction. It's massive. The steel, each piece of steel is huge, just in thickness. Well, you know, the wall that I saw was in thickness, but this structure was just tremendous thickness, but it was only the framework. And when I looked at that, I heard a voice say, "That's the hospital. That's the hospital." And as soon as I heard that word, I knew it had nothing to do with science, the hospital. I thought, that's the place, something in the Spirit, where we will, you know, Jesus never lost a patient.
No.
That's the place in the Spirit where there will be no cancer patient lost.
An edifice coming.
Sister, I remember hearing a prophecy many, many years ago.
Yes.
The gentleman that I grew up under, the one I was speaking of earlier, Eric, he said, there's some of you under the sound of my voice. He said, you're in the battle of your life. But if you can hold on just a little longer, the time's coming, there'll not be one sick folk amongst you.
I believe it.
When I heard that voice, this is the hospital, I knew it's that realm of the Spirit we're moving into. The miracles, the signs, and the wonders.
Yes, hallelujah.
And then when I heard that, I heard another voice say, well, as you said, go and assist the midwives, the prayers.
Go and assist the midwives, the prayers. You know, ever since I came in to hear Brother Hagin, I heard Brother Hagin, I heard others prophesy, proven prophets. There's going to come a time when the glory of God's going to be so manifested, and people will come into our churches, our buildings, and if a man doesn't have a leg, it'll grow on when he comes into the presence. If he doesn't have an arm, it'll grow on. Blind eyes. And all kinds of these things were prophesied, and that has been like a yearning of my soul ever since I heard it in the beginning. Of course, you know, these great prophecies came, and some are recorded, like through the Tommy Hicks vision, which our readers can get online. We have that posted online, the Tommy Hicks vision, about this Church of the Living God is going out of here. It won't be some half-backslidden church in bed with the world. It's going to be a glorious church without a spot or a wrinkle. There's a great big something going to happen in this edifice God is building. This edifice that he says is going to be a habitation of God, and it's going to, this is the last verses of Ephesians chapter 2, and then in the first all in the first part then in the of Ephesians, and it talks about how through the church he's going to manifest to the demons the manifold wisdom of God. There's going to be a big manifestation of God through signs and wonders and miracles. And it says in Sister Wilkerson always said this, that when they came out of Egypt, it was a type of the rapture of the church, Egypt being the world and the children of Israel. And the Bible says in Psalm 105, there was not one feeble among their tribes. Amen. They had a big healing service at that first Passover. Mm-hmm. And before we leave here, just like your brother said, mm-hmm. if you can hang on. See, he saw it. He didn't know when it would be, mm-hmm. but he saw it. Hang on, yes. because that's coming.
Yes.
Bless the Lord. And you know, we've received our healings and we've had laying on of hands. But oh, something great and wondrous is about to begin that we'll call an outburst of miracles. And we'll talk about that more tomorrow. And we invite you to go and listen. And you want to see, he came by Prayer Mountain with a message, August 31st, 2011. So you want to go online. You can watch it. It's archived. And you can see this whole message that he gave us here. And we had a great prayer meeting at Prayer Mountain just today. Then you can also listen to this week's radio broadcast, their archives. We have two sets of archives. We have the radio broadcast that you're listening to, and then we have that Wednesday prayer. And oh, folks, I'm telling you, it's just in the air. We can just tell it's coming. We invite you to be with us for a miracle service here at Prayer Mountain on September 18. We'll tell you more about that tomorrow. But for right now, Brother Wiseman and I just want to say shalom, shalom until we meet again.